escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does a high school football player need with $5 million? That's what Texas Tech 2026 football commit Felix Ojo has just received. It's a guaranteed $2.3 million deal that could go up as high as $5 million. And he is technically not even a senior in high school yet. And he is just one of a few. High school football and college football will never, ever be the same. Sports Radio 929 The Game, timeout with Eric Slaughter. Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour. When this popped into my news feed this week, you just had to pick me up off the floor. This young man, and there's no haterism in my game. None. Zero. Get your money. But this young man is about to be a senior in high school, okay? He's rated as the top offensive lineman in the country. Five-star offensive lineman. Commits to Texas Tech. Texas Tech is a really good school. But I wouldn't consider them one of the big dogs, and I got my guy Garrett Chapman here. He's a college football guru. He's going to join me for this conversation. I didn't know Texas Tech had deep pockets like that.
But oh, yeah.
Oil money, man.
That's old money?
That's oil
okay,
money.
Okay, Lubbock, Texas.
Lubbock, Texas.
Okay, all right. I mean, you know the you know, in Austin they got big money.
Speaking of Texas
A&M, go ahead, please.
Yeah, no, Texas Tech, that's a team, that's a program who invested a lot of money in the transfer portal this past year. They are going to be one of the movers and shakers, the Big 12 Conference in 2025. And I cannot remember his name off the top of my head, but he works for CBS Sports. He put out a 2,000-word op-ed on the state of Lubbock, Texas, and what that program is going through right now and how it's getting an influx of cash and how they're looking to take that next step and name, image, and likeness and get them back on the map. And tremendous article. Tremendous article. I can send it your way.
Please do.
It's very well done. And Texas Tech is going to be a very interesting team. But now they're doing it at the recruitment level. That's a big deal.
A big deal. I mean, but my whole thing is this.
They don't pay them in tortillas either. Let's say that.
No, they pay them in real green cashola. Real green cashola. But my question is this. And I've read the article, and of course, he doesn't get this many. You know, he says, I'm assuming it's OHOs. He spells it OJO. So I'm assuming it's OHOs. Agreement, $5.1 million will be equal to what a fourth-round pick in this year's NFL draft would get. Okay? This is going to a player who's only going to be a senior in high school this year. So my question is this. For these 2026 five-star guys who have this big money waiting for them when they get to college, they still have to play their senior year in high school. Would you risk injury? Would you risk ending your college career before it begins when you know you have this money waiting for you when you get to college and you're not there yet? Would it be absurd or unheard of for this young man to say, you know what? My recruitment's over. I've committed to Texas Tech. I've signed a $5 million NIL deal waiting for me in college. I'm not going to take the chance that I'm going to go to high school this year and get injured and not be able to play. Now, it says it's fully guaranteed. So is there an out clause for injury? I don't know. I don't know all the, you know, the fine lines. I didn't read all the fine prints. I'm just reading the article. But there's got to be some players out there thinking to themselves, I mean, heck, if college players opt out of bowl games because they don't want to get injured going into the draft, is it not going to be – how long is it going to be for a senior who's a five-star guy or a four-star guy who says, look, I've committed to my college. They've already promised me this big NIL deal. Why should I play my senior year of high school and risk getting injured? For them to come back and say, well, you know what? Now you can't play. Maybe we need to renegotiate this. I don't know if there's some, you know, bylaws. I know they'll get insurance policies. I mean, the top guys in college take out insurance policies so that if they get injured and it jeopardizes their draft stock, they can recoup that money. Are high school athletes now going to take out insurance policies so that if they get injured during their senior year, they don't lose out on any of their college NIL money? This is going to be, I mean, this is crazy, okay? $5 million to this young man, and he's about to be a senior in high school.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
That's
okay?
A lot of money. And look, I know what you're saying. I know what you're putting down. And you asked me this before the show, and you said, hey, what do you think about this? And I said, it's a great question. It's a moral dilemma, but it's also one that I think should be relatively simple to answer because I don't want a football player who would sit out his senior year of high school to protect himself. I don't want him on my team. I don't want that guy on my team. I understand why it is. I understand what you're trying to do. And I also think that I need to have a certain type of person on my roster. And somebody who does something like that, I don't know if that's someone I want, you know? Because I understand it, and I won't fault anybody for doing it, right? But I'd prefer that type of person who wants to help his team.
Prospective coach and said, Coach, I appreciate this deal you are giving me. And you want me to show up to your campus, just like I talk about with the Braves, okay? Let's go into 2026 spring training saying, you know what? None of our guys are coming back from an injury where we got to wait 2 months before they can play. And he says, Coach, you know, I'm enrolling in January. I'm going to graduate early, and I'm going to be in your campus in January because pretty much all these five-star guys, that's what they do. Okay,
three-star, four-star,
yeah,
five-star.
They're going to be in college come January of 2026.
I'd say 75% of
75%.
Them.
75%. So, Coach, these 3 months that I will play high school football, August, September, October, November, okay, 4 months, I'm going to sit out because I want to get to you with no issues. Coach, are you going to feel the same about me if I go out there my senior year, tear my ACL, my MCL, my whatever, and when I get to you, I say, Coach, I can't play for the first year because I'm injured. I don't want to take that risk, Coach. I want to come to you as healthy as possible. I want to come to you in January so that I can be in your spring game in March, in April. There may be some coaches say, you know what, son? I appreciate that because the money we're giving you, I don't want you sitting on the sideline for a year. I know that may be, you know, taboo. That may be, you know, not the way a kid should think about it, but it's not necessarily unthinkable.
No, it's not unthinkable, but it's not something that I would want from an athlete on my roster. It's a mentality, it's a culture thing. It's something where I feel like that they're quitting on their team, you know, and that's somebody who they expect to be a senior leader on that roster, and that's not something I would want from a leader on my team, ultimately.
Okay,
I will not fault somebody. Everybody's situation is different. I understand that there are different expectations, but you can also get hit by a bus. You can also slip and fall off the sidewalk and break your ankle. I mean, there are 1,000 different ways that you can get hurt, and if you walk around needing bubble wrap everywhere, then, again, that's not somebody I want on my roster. You know, injuries happen. Injuries are a part of the game, but the development of a leader happens in a locker room, and it happens from people who participate in team activities. And it's somebody who doesn't sit in with the team or play and sits out their senior year, I think it's indicative of a person as a whole rather than – and look, you're a talented football player, But there's more than just the football aspect to what makes a successful team.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, I'm not encouraging any of these players to do that.
I hope it doesn't happen. That'd
what I'm saying is,
situation
I'm not going to be surprised when it happens. Now, I do want to congratulate. So that young man is in Texas, the top recruit in the state of Georgia. He didn't get $5 million, but he still got a pretty good payday as Tyler Atkinson, the linebacker from Grayson High School. Grayson won the 6A state championship last year. Tyler Atkinson is the number one recruit here in Georgia. They're still waiting for him to announce his commitment to college. UGA is hopeful to get that commitment. He is maybe going to announce in the next week to 10 days. There was a rumor that he may announce this week. Maybe it's been pushed back another week or so. He signed his own deal this week. So, I mean, this is just for high school. This has nothing to do with college. This is the money he's going to get now. Okay, so the difference is the guy from Texas Tech, who is going to be a senior in high school, he's not going to get his money until he gets to Texas Tech. Now, he's probably got a deal, a name, image, and likeness deal. I don't know if Texas high school players, which I'm pretty sure they can sign NIL deals while they're in high school. But in Georgia, a high school athlete can sign an NIL deal. So the linebacker from Grayson, Tyler Atkinson, the number one player in the state of Georgia, has signed with Adidas. So for his senior year in high school, the money he's going to get right now, he's going to get $389,000, okay? He doesn't have to wait till he gets to college. This year, in his senior year of high school, he's going to make over $300,000, almost $400,000 for a high school senior. Now, this kid's a stud. Oh, this kid's an absolute stud. I was at the 6A state championship game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in December. That kid practically won that game for Grayson by himself, okay? Carrollton came to that game with all the hype. Carrollton came into that game undefeated. Carrollton came into that game with, was he the top quarterback in the country? Third, fourth, different rankings had him different. Of course, he's at Colorado now, but he was injured technically in that championship game. He was playing with a sore hand. But Tyler Atkinson and Grayson, who came in there on fire, they had lost I think they lost their first game of the year, and then they went undefeated the rest of the way. Carrollton came in undefeated. Grayson took down Carrollton in the 6A championship. Tyler Atkinson, who was already considered as a junior, is one of the top players in the country, now coming into his senior year, is the number one linebacker, rated the number three player in the country overall, the number one player in the state of Georgia. Okay? He signs a $389,000 NIL deal with Adidas for his senior year in high school. That's going to make for a heck of a senior prom experience. You can get all the limousines and hotel rooms and swag and drip you want with a $389,000 NIL deal from Adidas. And that may not be his only one. Okay, that's just the one that got announced this week on his social media. Okay, and I guarantee you, like I said, there's probably, deals like this getting announced all around and signed all around the country. These are just the big ones, okay? These are just the ones that are making headlines. There are high school players out there. I mean, if you're a high school player, okay, and somebody comes to you and says, yeah, I'm going to give you $30,000 as an NIL deal. A high school, what would $30,000 for an adult? A working adult is a lot of money. You know, for a high school senior, be like, yeah, thank you. It's happening. That's the world we live in now. You know, but for $389,000 for this high school senior, I'm happy for him. I ain't mad at him at all. Okay? Like I said, this isn't money that's waiting for him in college. There's no reason for him not to say, I'm not going to play. I'm getting this money to play my high school senior year. That's why I'm getting it, to go out here and kick butt as a senior in high school. I don't have to wait to get to college for this one I'm getting. This is one I'm getting this one as a high school athlete. The guy in Texas, he's getting it as a college athlete. That money's waiting for him when he gets to college. He's still got to get through his senior year. Will he have a NIL deal in Texas? I mean, I would think California, Texas, Florida, some of these big states with big, big, big high school football, just like Georgia, that's the case for a lot of players. You know, and speaking of high school football, the preseason rankings for high school football came out this week. I was a little upset. Buford is the highest rated Georgia team, and they were like number 15 or 16 in the country. All the top teams were from the state of California, Florida, and Texas, except for one team I know of, the team from my hometown in Baltimore, St. Francis Academy. I think they were like number five. I think that was a real, real disrespect to Georgia high school football. I know that every year that we usually end up with three or four teams in the top 10. For Buford to be the highest ranked team and only be in, I think they were like 16 in the early preseason high school football rankings. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Okay, I know the Mater Days and the De La Salles and the DeSotos from Texas. Those are really great programs, and each and every year they produce talent. But the Georgia high school football, we have this debate all the time, okay? Sam and Greg does it every, you know, Sam Crenshaw does this repeatedly. We do it on the High School Football Scoreboard Show. We can go head-to-head Georgia high school football with all those teams from Florida, Texas, and California. We can go head-to-head with them year in and year out. I was very upset that we did not have a top 10 team. I think Chaminade from South Florida was in there, and Prospect, the team from California that's St. Prespo, whatever, they were out there. But for Buford, I mean, Buford's a powerhouse. We all know it. For them to be the only team in Georgia, I think the only Georgia team that was even in the top 20, Carrollton maybe I think was in the 30th range. I was like, this is – no, what is this? This is crazy. I know when the teams that see this here in Georgia see those rankings, they'll take that as an insult and they'll really try to come out and make that known. I want to see what the final rankings are when the final, you know, records come out by the end of November. But that was the preseason rankings. And that was the big story this week in high school football. $5 million to the offensive lineman that's headed to Texas Tech. I hope that young man has a great senior season. Garrett says, I agree with Garrett. Don't sit out. I'm not saying he would. I'm saying would it happen someday. Maybe. We'll see. $5 million. I need to go back to high school and play football. I was never that good anyway. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Timeout with Eric Slaughter. We'll take a little timeout when we come back. We'll talk some NFL. Falcons.com put out a list of the top five reasons to be optimistic for the Falcons in 2025. I'm going to break them down for with you next here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day.
Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Thursday, July 24th, 9:30 a.m. That's their first open training camp practice that you can attend. Thursday, July 24th. Today is July 6th. 13th, 20th, less than 3 weeks. Okay? Less than 3 weeks. Once training camp gets here, it's on and running. Okay? Once training camp gets here, we go to football mode. In 2.5 weeks, that's what it is, 2.5 weeks. Today is Sunday. Tomorrow morning is Monday, beginning of the week. In 2.5 weeks, we can forget and hopefully get some relief from this debacle of the Braves season. Okay? They got 6 games away this week. They go to Oakland. Well, they go to Sacramento. Well, we keep saying Oakland. They go to Sacramento. Wherever they play now, some high school baseball park, wherever it is. Then they go to St. Louis as the Cardinals are playing tonight, losing to the Cubs. Cubs are a decent team this year. Dansby Swanson has 15 home runs already for the Chicago Cubs this year as they're winning 3-0 on Sunday Night Baseball. Then we get the All-Star break. Braves take a week off. So they'll come back at the end of that week. In the very next week, training camp opens. Okay? We got to get through the next 2 weeks. Okay? And like I said, for one of those weeks, the Braves really don't play. And then we can talk football and football and more football. And then we can say, oh, you know what the Braves did today? Who cares? Braves season's over. Nobody got injured? Great. Is Money Mike and Ozzie and Austin turning around? Great. Because Olsen's doing just fine. He made the All-Star team. Acuna's turning up. He's on the All-Star team. We know our pitchers are out until September, and by the time they come back, this year will be practically over, and I don't see us getting back into this race. No one here sees it at this point. So we can get through these 2 weeks, a week of baseball, a week of All-Star game, and then we can concentrate on training camp. That's what we can do it. And the Falcons are celebrating their 60th anniversary. Their 60th anniversary. They came to this town in 1965. As a expansion franchise in the NFL. So happy birthday. Happy 60th birthday to the Atlanta Falcons. And this week on AtlantaFalcons.com, in addition to announcing the 60th anniversary, the 60th birthday, the Falcons and their writing team at AtlantaFalcons.com gave us the top 5 reasons that we should be optimistic for the success of the Falcons in 2025. And I read the article, and I agree with all 5 of the reasons. I think that this year is going to be an awesome year for our Falcons, and I really believe, even though I said it last year, I believe it even more this year, that this is a year the playoff drought ends. The 7-year, which will be 8 actually, 8-year playoff drought comes to an end in 2025. Now, here are the 5 reasons that AtlantaFalcons.com say that we should be optimistic and kicking and ready to go for our Atlanta Falcons in 2025. And reason number 1 is pretty easy to guess. Reason number 1 is Michael Penix Jr. is your new starting quarterback. No training camp battles, no controversy. No questions asked. This is number 9's team. Our first round pick from 2024. We didn't know how long it was going to take, but we know now that he is the guy that we are turning the keys to the franchise over to. And I, for one, am very excited about it. He's young. He's got a great arm. He seems to have the intangibles. He is going to be a great leader for this team. And hopefully he can get this franchise back to division titles and playoff appearances. Somewhere on an island in some beautiful Caribbean place, hopefully We're going to hear some stories that Michael Penix Jr. and all of the Falcons receivers corps, tight ends, running backs, all of his offensive weapons are somewhere having workouts and enjoyment of their beach life and quality life for the next 3 weeks until they get to training camp. Actually, it was 2.5. We just announced it's 2.5 weeks. They don't even have that long. So hopefully they've already been doing it, okay? But that's reason number one why AtlantaFalcons.com and pretty much everybody else thinks that the Falcons should be very optimistic about what's coming up this year is the fact that we have a bona fide new star in this town, and his name is Michael Penix Jr. That's reason number one. Reason number two is a piggyback of what I just said. We have all kinds of offensive weapons on this team and a quarterback that should be able to execute the offense superbly, okay? You have two, not one, but 2,000-yard receivers from last year, Drake London and Darnell Mooney. Combined, they combined for 2,200 receiving yards and 14 touchdowns in 2024. You take those two wide receivers, you add in a tight end that should be, could be, and hopefully will be again a 1,000-yard receiver. Okay, you're expecting 1,000 yards, 1,200, 1,500 out of Drake London, Mr. newly named top 100 player in the NFL. You pencil in 11, 12, 13, 1,400 from him, okay? Darnell Mooney had some great games for the Falcons in 2024. If he gets back to 900, 1,000, now you're at 25. We're expecting 4,000, 4,500 or more for Michael Penix Jr. in passing yards. Well, you still got 3,000 to go. 1,000 from your tight end. 1,000 combined from your backs out of the backfield. These expectations are not too lofty. As the article says, this offense is full of weapons, okay? Your tight ends last year combined for 800 yards and 5 touchdowns. That number should almost double in this upcoming season. And then let's talk about your 2 or 3 running backs that all could contribute. We all know that Bijan Robinson, I'm seeing reports, and I'm not a big fantasy football guy. That's Bo Johnson's territory here at this station. But I've read the reports. I see the articles. Should Bijan Robinson be the number one pick in fantasy football? I know a lot of people that say yes. Could Bijan Robinson have a combined 2,000 yards from scrimmage in 2025? Heck of a possibility. Could we see a year where Bijan has 12 to 1,300 rushing yards with another 600 to 700 yards receiving out of the backfield? Definitely not out of the realm of possibility. These are all the offensive weapons that this team has. This is the type of offense that we thought we were going to see in 2024. Everybody at this station, national media members, all thought the Falcons offense was going to take a jump to, in 2023, the Falcons averaged 22 points per game, and that was quite low. With the signing of Kirk Cousins at the time and the optimism that that brought in, we said, a lot of people thought, we can see the Falcons jumping up to 26, 27, 28 points per game. It looked like that from times that we were going to have that. Going into 2025, with Michael Penix Jr. now cemented as your starting quarterback, Bijan Robinson in year 3 and showing that he is a bona fide all-NFL caliber player, Drake London finally getting over the 1,000-yard marker, Darnell Mooney in the second year on the team in this offense, and hopefully a rejuvenated, revitalized, revamped, re-everything Kyle Pitts. Do you not expect this offense? Do you not demand that this offense scores 25 to 30 points a game? Demand it. I demand it. They should demand it of themselves. All those weapons, your quarterback, there's no excuse that this team should not score 25 to 30 points a game each and every Sunday, Monday, Thursday, whatever day they're playing. No ifs, ands, or buts. And that's the number two reason on this list. Number one, your quarterback. Number two, all of his offensive weapons. Number three, of the five reasons that AtlantaFalcons.com says we should be highly optimistic and hopeful for 2025 is the youth combined with the experience of our new defense. Your two first-round draft picks on the defensive side of the ball, Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. That youthful exuberance and youthful influx combined with two all-pro secondary members, okay? We just found out that even though a lot of us think that he was a little underrated, that Jesse Bates is rated as a top 100 player in the NFL. I thought he would be in the top 50 or 60, but he's in the top 100. We all know that we have one of the best cornerbacks in the league. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. We have one of the top corners in the league. So two of your secondary members are both veterans. They've both been in the league 5, 6, 7 years. You take those two all-pro defensive back members, combine that with your young influx of first-round talent, your second-year guys are coming back from last year, your Rukororos, your Brandon Dorlises. This defense should be significantly improved. Our turnovers should go up. Do I even mention the word sack? Our sack number should jump so high, it should look like a stock on the rise from what we've seen in the past years. Combine those two things with what we have on offense, we should be looking at a playoff team. That's only the third reason, okay? We still got two more to go. And Garrett, I see you come in anytime you want to. Your fourth reason on AtlantaFalcons.com of why this team is going to be drastically improved and what we should think about in 2025 is just that, the pass rush. For years, we've been begging the Falcons leadership to put more of the emphasis on draft capital and free agency on getting pass rushers into this team. And they finally listened, they finally gave in and did exactly what we needed. Not once but twice in the first round, you drafted guys that we expect to come in here and immediately improve the pass rush. A combined 10 sacks at minimum from our two first-round draft picks should be the standard. You add that with Leonard Floyd coming in as a free agent. Like I said, we did it in the draft, and we did it through free agency. Our draft priority, our priority on sacks is finally here. Your quarterback, your offensive weapons, your mixture on defense, and your pass rush, that's your top four. And the last reason that we should be so impressed and ready to go for 2025, year two of the Raheem Morris experience. Year one, a little shaky. A couple of time management issues, a couple game management issues should not be the issue anymore. Raheem Morris was the odds-on favorite. We were all happy when we learned the Falcons brought him back to be head coach. Remember, he was interim head coach when Dan Quinn left. But now it's time to say, hey, we gave you a year to get your system in, your system's in place. Bring home an NFC South championship. Get us back to the playoffs. So your new QB, his offensive weapons, your new draft picks, your veterans on defense, and year two of Raheem Morris at the helm. Put it all together in a pot, cook it up, playoffs. Those are your top five reasons to be optimistic about the Atlanta Falcons going into 2025, according to AtlantaFalcons.com. And I happen to agree with all of them. July 24th, the first day of open training camp, 2.5 weeks away. It'll be here before we know it. Sports Radio 929 The Game, timeout with Eric Slaughter on this Sunday night. One more segment to go, then I'll be signing off. I'm going to tell you where you can catch us coming up this week and next week. and what to look forward to here with everything on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
So I just realized that the best news that I can give you about the Braves after the All-Star break is that the first three games after the break is when the Yankees come to town. That's always a major event. I'm going to go ahead. Oh, that's my Cowboy Carter. Thank you, Garrett. I just picked up on that. Yes. Can't wait. Cannot wait. Thursday night. Cowboy Carter. I got my outfit ready. Yeah, I got a cow. I've never worn a cowboy hat in my life, but I got one for this week. Yes, indeed. I couldn't wait. She's got four shows. Thursday, Friday. She doesn't work on Saturdays. Thursday, Friday, Sunday, and Monday. I got things to do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so that means I'm going Thursday night. That's easy. That was an easy choice for me to make. Not going to tell you what I spent for my tickets. I'm not going to tell you. I work a lot. I deserve to treat myself. I work a lot, and that's what I'm doing. Got to have a great time. Can't wait. That's my Thursday. Thursday, Cowboy Carter. Friday, HBCU Swingman Classic with King Griffey Jr. Saturday and Sunday, the Jenny Finch, I'm sorry, I said it wrong earlier, Major League Baseball softball tournament. Then Monday and Tuesday, either the All-Star game or the Home Run Derby, SEC Media Day. It's going to be a busy, busy, busy week for me, for Sports Radio 99 Game, for all of us. Let's look at our upcoming remote schedules because we are going to be busy. This Wednesday, wow, look at this. out in Hiram. I believe they've been there before. So Dukes and Bell will be at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram on Wednesday. That's from 2 to 6. On Friday, Andy and Randy will be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Out in Kennesaw. On Saturday is when it really starts going crazy. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, our station will be at Murph's at the right there at what's the complex right there beside from the Galleria. Thank you, the Galleria. We'll be at Murph's at the Galleria starting on Saturday. You got Bo Morgan and Dylan Matthews and Chris Thomas. On Sunday, you got Abe, Andy and Randy, and Grant McCauley. On Monday, you got all of our regular shows, The Morning Shift. Oh, actually, The Morning Shift and The Steakhouse will be at SEC Media Days. Like I said, come that week, we have SEC Media Days and All-Star Game festivities. We are going to be so busy. So on Monday the 14th, now we'll go over that later, but we'll go ahead and say it. On Monday the 14th, The Morning Shift and The Steakhouse will be at SEC Media Days. Andy and Randy and Dukes of Bell will be back at Murph's. Andy Bunker has a appearance at the racetrack in Smyrna right there by Truist Park on that Monday as well. And then, of course, Tuesday is the actual All-Star Game. We'll be back at Murph's. Wow. And then the rest of that week we'll be at SEC Media Days. Such a busy time. But this week, just this week alone, on Wednesday, Dukes and Bell will be at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram. So if you're out near Hiram, that's in Paulding County, stop by on Wednesday from 2 to 6 and say hello to Dukes and Bell. And if you're in Kennesaw, Cobb County, on Friday, Andy and Randy will be at Twin Peaks. And next Saturday and Sunday, we will kick off our 4 days straight from Murph's at the Galleria. Bo Morgan, Abe Gordon, Andy Randy, all the guys. It's coming up quick, fast, and in a hurry. Sports Radio 929 Game is always your first place for the best sports content and coverage in the city, in the southeast part of the United States. We are the biggest sports station, so happy to be here for you all the time. Let's look at what the Braves have coming up, okay? So if you're going to watch some Braves games this week, you're going to have a late night because they're headed to California right now on a 4-game losing streak. 5 of their last 6. The only game they won last week. All of last week, the only game they won was the Wednesday game against the Angels 8-3. That's it. So they are, in the month of July, we are 1-5. 1-5 so far in July. Okay, so we got 3 versus the Athletics. I keep saying Oakland. They don't play in Oakland anymore. They play in Sacramento now. And I think they're just called the Athletics. You know, they don't even reference a town anymore. They just says the Athletics. Let's look at their record. I do know that they are a last-place team in the American League West, okay? The Athletics are not a good team. They didn't expect to be a good team. They never, you know, are not worried about competing this year. You go on MLB.com, and you look at these standings, and if you look at the American League West, you have the Houston Astros, Houston, Texas, Seattle Mariners, Seattle, Washington, the Texas Rangers, which play in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but they're known for the state of Texas, the Los Angeles Angels, who just were here in Atlanta, took 2 out of 3, and you just have the Athletics. No town, no city, just the Athletics. Well, the Athletics are 37-54, last place in the American League West. But guess what? That record is only 2 games worse than the Braves. Because the Braves right now are 39-50. 39-50. That means they've played 89 games. Okay? 89 games. About 71 games left, whatever it is. Do the math. If we continue playing at the pace that we're at, we're going to lose like 90 games. You know, to get to 81 just to finish 500, that means you need to win 42 of your last 70 games, okay? So you need to play 10 to 12 games over 500 in the second half of the season or the all-star half of the season to get to 500 for the year. What have the Braves shown you that would make you think they can do that. A team that is now 11 games under 500. Okay, so you're 11 games under 500 right now. What would make you think that the post-All-Star portion of the hour schedule that we could play 10, 12 games over just to try to finish at 81 and 81? I don't see it happening. I told you in the first hour of my show, two new objectives for this team for the rest of this year. Objective number one, no more injuries. That's it. Simple. Haven't we had enough? Haven't we suffered enough? Haven't we got enough problems already with most of our starting rotation on the IL for 60, 90, 120 days? We've missed key members of our defense, our regular batting order at some points in the season. Don't we have enough problems? Shouldn't we have met our injury quota already? So that's objective number one, just no more injuries. And objective number two, let's just get our regular batting guys who have been struggling this year, Money Mike, Ozzie Albies, and Austin Raleigh, get them back on track. If we can accomplish those two goals to end this year, we come into 2026 healthy and with our guys performing the way we expect them to perform, everything's gravy. We can go back to saying, hey, this is a championship caliber team. We got our two aces back, because I think we have two aces now in Chris Sale and Spencer Strider. We got our future all-star in Spencer Schwellenbach back healthy. Because right now, two of those three are not healthy. Ronaldo Lopez has one more year on a deal that we signed him to. He should be back healthy in 2026. That's four starters right there, and then we figure out who number five is, okay? We won't have to wait 6 to 8 weeks for Acuna next year. He'll be playing. Heck, he might be coming back from another MVP caliber year. Could he win it in the National League? Probably not. Not with what Shohei Ohtani's doing for the Dodgers. Just ain't going to happen, okay? They got the best record in baseball, and he's the undisputed king right now. But could it be unforeseen that after missing 6, 7 weeks of the year that Ronald Acuna Jr. could finish second or third in MVP balloting? Now, it's going to be tough because the Braves are horrible right now, but you know he gets respected for what he does. So he's an all-star after playing only half of the first half of the year. He's an all-star. He should have a great second half of the schedule or the post-all-star part. I hate calling it the second half because we've played more than 81 games already, but we all call it the second half. So if he keeps doing what he's doing, he'll have a great year. Olsen is playing good. Jorickson Profar has come back after this suspension. Think about it like that, too. What would it have been like? What could have been different if we didn't miss him for the games that he was suspended? This team could be so much different. That'll be there next year, okay? So not only do we get our healthy guys back, no more suspensions for PEDs, no more violations of MLB rules, healthy, both of your big stars healthy, your offseason acquisitions healthy. There may be another offseason acquisition coming up next year. We know AA is going to find something. We just reset. This year's done. We reset, get our guys back healthy, get our other guys that are not playing well back to playing well, and we get it back together. That's all we can hope for at this point. So once again, we go to Oakland. I mean, I keep saying Oakland. We go to Sacramento, play the Athletics. We stop in St. Louis. Then we get a week off. The Yankees come to town. That's always a huge deal. I know I'm going to try to go out there and see the Yankees when they're in town, whether you're a Yankees fan living in Atlanta or you just love the fact that the Yankees are the biggest name in baseball and they come to town. It's a great time to go to the ballpark. So you get the Yankees and the Giants after that, and then training camp starts. There you go. West Coast trip, All-Star break, Yankees, Giants, training camp, rest of the year, football, college football, 48 days to college football. That's the recipe for the rest of the year. That is it right there. And we get out of this Braves funk that we're in because we ain't got to talk about it as much anymore, because once we talk football, once we start talking football, that really takes over everything. We'll talk about the Braves as we have to. I mean, think about it. Right now, they are the top story. Why? Because they're the only team playing. Yes, of course, soccer's playing, but they ain't doing the good either. We talk about them when we have to. Okay, they will return back to Mercedes-Benz Stadium here. Seems like they've been on the road for the last 6 years. When's the last time we had a match at Mercedes-Benz Stadium? Well, we got one coming up in 2 weeks. After going to Toronto this Saturday, you'll catch that game, of course, 6:30 pregame show, 7:30 kickoff, as Atlanta United go to Toronto, take on Toronto FC. They finally will return to home the Saturday after that. Actually, they have a midweek match, so they return home for two matches, one on Wednesday the 16th, and then that's right after the All-Star game, and then on Saturday the 19th. So they'll take on Chicago Fire and the Charlotte Football Club in those two matches as they return to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So there's a little more that you can put on your calendar. All-Star game, return of Atlanta United, training camp opens, and before you know it, it'll be August and preseason will begin. We got to get through it as quick as possible and stop thinking about it every day, because that's what it is right now. We think about it every day. We talk about it every day, and it's just not good. But maybe the Braves can go out to California and St. Louis and give us some positivity. It can't get any worse. It can't get any worse. I mean, how worse can it be losing 5 of 6 versus the Angels and the Orioles? The Athletics are one of the worst teams in baseball. The Braves have one of the worst records, but we're not supposed to be one of the worst teams. Getting a 4-2 week, a 5-1 week, heck, even a 6-0 week won't even get you close to 500, but it sure would make you feel better going into the All-Star break. So we will see what they can do as they go out on this road trip. And I am glad to be done for tonight, because I don't want to talk about that anymore. I'll be back on Wednesday, July 17th, a rare midweek show for me. Garrett, you have a midweek show that week as well, I saw. Thank you for hanging out with me tonight. Thank you for listening, for everybody out there listening on Sports Radio 929 The Game, and everybody listening on the Odyssey app. This has been Time Out with Eric Slaughter. Coming up next, the Infinity Sports Network. And, of course, bright and early on Monday morning, the morning shift. Ali Mack, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson kicks off our week of coverage leading up to the All-Star game here in Atlanta. For Garrett Chapman, I'm Eric Slaughter. And for all of you out there, have a great end of your holiday weekend. You got a couple hours left, and it's back to work on Monday morning. Sports Radio 929 The Game, Time Out with Eric Slaughter, and of course, anywhere, any place on the Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
everything baseball all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.